This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Larry Nichols is joining us. Joe Biggs is out in the middle of Zombieland out in California and going to the Social Justice Warrior event. So he's got to shut down free speech on campuses. Incredible footage there illustrating the evil of these vile people, these anti-liberals that call themselves liberals. Kit Daniels has written a very powerful article. He's here as a reporter, so we're humanizing the story of the guy that is basically breaking the fact that the EU is just announcing what they're going to do. And they let the parliament, quote, have a look at it, but then they always do whatever they want. So the article's up on InfoWars.com. It's a way to tax the internet, track it, and kick you off of it. And they admit that's their plan. They're going to give you an internet rating. In fact, you guys printed that article from a few months ago where it was big news whenever they said, you know, the Chinese are going to have a internet social rating. Oh, it sounds so cute. No, it's a government approval to be online, and then the government with tech giants saying who you are, what type of person you are, and labeling you. Well, they're going to say I'm a Nazi. I mean, what do they say about Trump? China's social credit. Beijing sets up huge system. BBC doesn't talk about how nightmarish that is. You've got the floor, Kit Daniels. Go ahead and break down this article and the subsections of what this dictatorship has announced.
Well, like I said in the article, it's the fact that not only are they going to be able to track what you buy by online government ID, but what they also want you to do is be able to kind of track what you say to make sure that, you know, you're not spreading so-called hate speech or talking badly about a company anonymously.
This is what the Chinese government wants.
Yeah, and I also want to briefly point out that, you know, a lot of people online are already making comparisons between this and the Mark of the Beast in the Book of Revelations. And, you know, the one thing that the Mark of the Beast says is about the, I believe, the mark on your hand. Now, think about it this, you know, what's the EU going to do next? They're going to push for biometric ID. They're going to push for electronic. You know,
that's what Internet ID, that's how it's controlled. Exactly. It's biometrically.
And how they're going to do it is they got all these Muslim migrants coming in the country with fake passports, fake IDs and whatnot. So they're going to. So that's what they're going to use. They're just going to false flag the whole migrant situation to say,
same thing. They flood us with illegals and exempt them and then make us thumbprint 20 years in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And kind of still on the same topic, you know, I was reading on science, you know, these astronomers always wonder why the universe seems so desolate. Where's the life at? And there's always been this theory called the Great Filter Theory. Like, there's civilizations, but at some certain point, they collapse. And that's what really scares me right now, Alex, is I feel like humanity, we're going to hit this filter. Maybe that's why there's not any life that we know of in galaxies, because you see, maybe they've had governments too.
And then, well, what happens is what makes a species great then creates incredible plenty, and then predator groups rise up.
The predator class.
That want to base it on being predatory, not on innovation, and then things implode.
Yeah.
Or they advance technologies too quickly, people get arrogant, and you destroy the whole system.
Yeah, and this is something that people don't understand, especially Bernie Sanders supporters, because the government does not produce anything. It's the people that produce the culture. It's the people who...
And just look at the supporters of socialism. They're helpless, stupid, dumb morons that think they're intellectual. They can hardly walk.
Yeah, and then they think that, well, if the government's not there, who can build the roads? But it's like the government's the one going out and finding subcontractors to build the roads. The government's not even building the roads. They're not building NASA. They had all these subcontractors building all the...
And now they're trying to come out where the government does build roads. When they do, they can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. It just ends up being a zigzag.
French government couldn't build Panama Canal. The U.S. had to come in with private contractors.
You know, the only road the government can build is a road to serfdom.
Is that a Kit Daniels quote?
No, I just came up with it.
You are a genius. Tweet that right now on Real Alex Jones.
Okay.
Kit Daniels, the only road the government can build is the road to slavery. Because, you know, the public doesn't know, not our audience, but the general public, no, we have to dumb it down like Trump does to reach down and pull them up. We're not dumbing it down to make them dumb.
Yeah.
They won't know it's serfdom.
Yeah, and it's like the headlines and stuff. People accuse us of being too sensational, but the thing is, the public is so dumbed down, they can't even reach the truth.
This is sensational. They're always saying, don't be sensational. It's sensational when Microsoft and Apple and everyone say, we need an Internet ID, the EU's leading the way, and they're beta testing it there for here, and all the new computers are coming out with biometrics, and your stupid iPhone and Android tracks how much you walk and when you eat when you have sex.
Yeah, I mean...
little spy bots!
The physical.
These are what are the thing in Doctor Who that are going around to kill you?
It's like the space odyssey obelisk to me.
the Daleks, I just can't handle it. I mean, why do people want to go through this? And then you figure out the elite are a bunch of pedophiles? I mean, no wonder they want all this control. Kit Daniels, your article is so key. It's got to go mega viral. Congratulations on your hard work defending free speech.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you study the 6,000 plus years of chronicled human history, patterns become very, very clear. Once said that history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. Every mainline political scientist, mainline historians, concur with our analysis of the last 20 years. Humanity is headed towards a collapse event. And they codified that in 1992 at the Rio de Janeiro meeting into Agenda 21, a global plan for a post-industrial world. I am quoting from the document. Go read it at the UN website. I've made four films on it. If you're a new listener, I'm not just saying this stuff. And when Obama tells Africa you can't have cars, you can't have air conditioning, when he lands on a big jumbo jet with a red carpet and 15 airplanes and support and 1,000 support crew and $50 million a day or $45 million, whatever his average trip is, that is arrogance in your face. That is absurdity. But they are absurd on purpose to normalize bizarro world type activity. Not, hey, we're going to innovate cars. We're going to innovate air conditioning. We're going to innovate and have clean systems. No, no, no. They do those, but only give it to themselves. Larry Nichols is going to co-host with us for the balance of the hour. He, as usual, has big breaking news, former top insider with the Clintons. But the censorship is here, as he warned, as Drudge warned, as other folks that talk to big insiders have warned. And believe me, I've talked to them as well. They are telling the Pentagon things, and they are telling the military things that is absolutely making the brass, even down to non-commissioned officers and the intelligent special forces type operators, and everybody's intelligent in the military, but I said the military is more intelligent on average than the general public, but we have a dumbed-down society, and there are a lot of people in supply or whatever, been there 1 year or whatever, don't know, you know, they're having a hole in the ground, just like there could be an auto mechanic that's stupid right next to a guy that's really smart. But the military is super awake, okay, because they're being trained to take guns and shut the internet off and arrest people and take over legislatures if states don't go along. I mean, that's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. They've been gearing up for this for a long time. They've got civil emergency in Europe. They're funding Arab Spring. I mean, it ain't coming. It's already here. Just like we've been in a depression in most areas of this country. We never left the recession. And with Cook numbers, we got a 0.8% growth rate. That's probably a negative two, according to all the experts that actually go off real numbers that were used up until the 1980s. So we're in an epic moment. Where our funny money is still buying stuff, but not like it was. And where the elites are headed to the hills. So they can sit back and watch Rome burn and roast marshmallows in the flames. And that's how stupid they think we are. And then they come out on Monday, the top six tech giants, led by Facebook, who met with Merkel on TV and said, I'm going to censor the internet, hiring Stasi operatives last year to run the tattling to the police when people criticize open borders, and they come and arrest them under interpretations of hate speech. Now they've announced EU-wide any criticism of government, it says, right-wing hate speech in the document. They mix that in with porn. Oh, yeah. Which they openly push. And this is from the communication from the Commission to the European Parliament and the Council, the European Economic and Social Committee, and the Committee of the Regions. And this is from the European Commission. And these commissions are what runs the EU. The Parliament is ceremonial, making it a dictatorship. I have that numbers of the Parliament on. You can read it in the EU. That's why the EU could never be voted on, because you can't have it be voted on at the beginning, because that would begin to act like the votes were involved. This is hidden in plain view at a massive level, and this dovetails with China. In our article, Paul Joseph Watson, December 23rd, 2015, 6 months ago, coming to America, Drudge linked to this article, no one else cared. I'm not kissing Drudge's butt. It's weird to sit here with just not even mainline libertarian or conservatives or other groups getting what's happening, because it'd be too scary to report this is actually going on. Let's not report on Foxconn and suicide nets and forced abortions. That's or mobile execution vans. That's too scary. That's too sensational. Well, it is sensational. Like Lenin killing 20 million Russians. Reality sensational. Pol Pot killed 30% of his country. Anybody that could basically write was killed. Because all they want is a bunch of triggly puffs and AIDS Skrillex running around. These social justice warriors who are dumber than a box of rocks and want to attack anybody who stands up for freedom. Coming to America, China introduces credit score for obedient citizens, a internet social score, and finally you'll just be banned if you criticize government or criticize corporations or anything. And then you read in the EU Commission document on InfoWars.com what they say they're going to do. It's like the EPA says, oh, we have a month of, you know, public comment, and then we're going to do what we want because Congress says we have that authority, even though Congress says you don't. And the Supreme Court rules they can just operate freely on their own and just run around doing whatever they want. It's called dictatorship. It's a bunch of crooks stealing power in your face and thinking you're too stupid to know it. And now they're telling you mom and dad's a bad word, and he or she's a bad word. And you know what? We can't have American flags or British flags. They're hateful. They're hurtful. And you read this thing. I want Larry Nichols to hear this. I want to talk about the free speech attacks. We'll get into all the other news, play a bunch of Trump clips we've got. This is so chilling when you read this. This is crazy what they're doing. And again, it's worse than just Obamacare, where it gives them a blank check. It does that as well. But it just says, we will decide, we will interpret. in the name of this, the name of that. And they say they're going to decide about online ratings, and they're going to decide what you can say about sites, and they're going to make you have an ID so you can be taxed and traced and controlled. They're going to decide. These are people arresting folks all over Europe that criticize the open borders. You wonder how they bring in 5 million Muslims out of war-torn areas, 80% of them, military-age men, and they don't bring out of thousands of migrants, they have less than 1%, we covered that yesterday, that are Christians, when Syria is 20% Christian, because they don't want them there. They want to bring people in to stir up trouble, rape, rob, and kill, and then when they do, they come in and say, we're going to take everybody's free speech criticizing this to stop the problems. And I told you they do that, and now they're doing it. Folks, Larry Nichols joins us, and of course he was a Green Beret and secret ops around the world. That's how he got embedded with the Clintons to be their handler. With the CIA's front group, the Dixie Mafia. He's the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles and so much more. And he's got a lot of big Trump news. I don't know how much of it can stay on air, but some very positive developments. Trump's taking the gloves off, and he wants to communicate to the Trump people directly today on this show for some specific reasons. I don't know how much he wants to get into this about, but all this is unfolding. This is accelerating, and they wouldn't be openly announcing all this censorship worldwide and here domestically with Facebook launching all these purges if they didn't have big stuff about to happen. So Larry Nichols joins us. Larry Nichols, God bless you, my friend. Obviously, I want to cover free speech in a few minutes before break. I want to come back, give you the floor, get into the fact that you're the main source for these big news articles exposing the deaths, Vince Foster, the murders, the Arkansides, the rapes, the cover-ups, and Trump's taking the gloves off, so that's exciting. But thank you for joining us.
You bet. Well, thanks for having me, Alex. This, sorry about that. That everything you just said is exactly true. And what's really incredible, Alex, you know, typically you and I talk about these things. Excuse me for this thing.
Listen, I should tell listeners he's battling cancer. He needs your prayers. He looks really rough. He's got a tracheotomy in right now, and he's tougher than a box of nails. So we love you. Go ahead, brother.
Well, it's not a prank. I just got an extra hole. They seem to think I need some more holes in me. But let me tell you, this is not coming from us, Alex. Now it's coming from other sources. But what is incredible, just as you had predicted, I've said, hey, guys, it's out there, but isn't it amazing you still don't hear it? You know, used to, they'd say, well, that's nothing. That's Alex Jones or Larry Nichols or some of these nutbags. Sensationalist conspiracy nuts. But now all of a sudden it comes out by Reuters, other people, creditable people in the industries. And guess what? Now you just don't hear about it. Alex, do you realize they could be stealing the world right now? All that's on the news is this campaign. That's it. 24-hour news is 24 hours this campaign. And what is incredible, you got, bless his heart, a gorilla that was killed. That takes precedence over the information that's coming about the destruction of our financial
system. That's right. The top story is the gorilla for 2 days. And meanwhile, the entire internet freedom and free speech is being demolished. Europe has fallen. Even mainline news, you know, calls it martial law. And they're arresting people. They're arresting presidential candidates. I mean, just all hell's breaking loose. And all we're looking at is campaign 2016.
That's right. And, folks, I'm going to tell you, you're starting to see some of the things that I said, Alex, a couple, 3 weeks ago right here. You're starting to see them start to manifest. You're starting to see them unfold. You know, the major financial players in the world, they've even got a name for it now. It's called not bailing out. They call it bailing in. And you know what their bailing in plan is? And I'm talking about the heads of these big five major banks. You know what their plan to bail in means?
Absolutely. They're going to bankrupt everything, claim you got to save the system, give themselves unlimited trillions, and then set themselves up with even more governmental power.
Giving themselves the money. They're going to take your money and claim they have to repatriate your money to help pay the bills, but they're planning to keep it for themselves. They're going to walk away from this thing so they think, and they're going to have all this money. Now, the joke of jokes is, if they'll look back in history, usually when the dictators take power, they've got all these cohorts that go with them. But you know what, Alex? When everything's said and done, those cohorts are the first ones to go because dictators don't like people around them. They don't like people around them that have made it.
And that know where the bodies are buried and that can use things against them in the future. In every tyranny that's taken over in planetary history, always the Quislings, the Minions, the establishment wannabes, the people that thought they were safe, didn't realize there was a dossier for a Knight of the Long Knives to take them out the minute the real hammer drops.
Absolutely. And, folks, that's coming here. The only thing that I would say before we go to break, Alex, is
I skipped it. It's too important. We're not going to even have a show soon if this continues. Everybody knows it. Hammer's coming.
Okay. Look, guys, listen to me. I want to say a message, if I may, Alex. Hillary, come here, girl. Look in my eyes, girl. Let me tell you what's going to happen, Hillary, me and you. Now, you're either going to have to go through me, you're going to have to go over me, but you're not going to be able to go around me. This is going to be a match of this is your life. And everything I know, and you know I know, is going to come out. So you better get right with Jesus. Because your chances of being president of the United States that you wanted since 4 years old, I assure you this day, ain't going to happen. Now, you know, Alex, with that, I'd say to Hillary, you know, you better start looking. If she would change today, if she would change today and start thinking about the people of this country, that would make a difference. But you see, she won't. She won't. Obama. Obama has successfully stripped us of our three branches of government, but do you know where that came from? That came from Bill Clinton. The first day Bill Clinton took office, ladies and gentlemen, please remember this. He fired 111 federal prosecutors the first day in office. Now, do you know who appointed the ones to replace them? Hillary. Why? Because, you see, they've got it set up. Obama does it. They got it set up to where, let's say you've got Hillary raping some woman downtown Little Rock, Arkansas. Well, if they control the federal prosecutors, who are you going to go to get them prosecuted? Then they came in and they have taken control of the Justice Department. They have now fixed it thanks to Bill Clinton and, yes, George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Muslim Obama. They have fixed it to where there is no longer three distinct co-equal branches of government, Alex.
And that's why everything they've got set up is to try to send in the military. If coalitions of states say no during martial law to go along with, say, arresting all the conservatives or the patriots, they're going to try to send in special ops to take over the state houses. But the special ops know they're being trained for this. They know it's a setup. The problem is there'll be big false flags blamed on patriots, kids killed, school shot up, you name it, to try to sell the idea. But I don't think that's going to work. I think the New World Order has bitten off more than they can chew, studying the waterfront. But unfortunately, the battlefront, the battlescape, unfortunately, though, Larry, correct me if you think I'm wrong, it doesn't matter. They're still going ahead. So this is like a juggernaut about to run into another juggernaut. This is going to be explosive.
It is, and I'll tell you right now, the whole reason behind normalization of Cuba. Now, I ran into the Cubans in Nicaragua. I ran into them in Afghanistan, of all places. I mean, wherever the Soviet Union used to be, they would send in Spetsnaz, Alex, and the Spetsnaz were the special ops like we have today. They would come in with their advisor, Spetsnaz, and then they'd bring in the Cuban black hats. They were the fighters. They were the ones that did the dirty work. Now, 6 hours, 250,000 of those black hat Cubans could be in this country. 6 hours. Obama knows it. Everybody on the Joint Chiefs staff know it. Everybody that's working every day on the FEMA provisional government drawing board, the ones that do the games every day, they know it. So, yeah, we've got this big explosion because I do not believe, Alex, I refuse to believe that Obama, Hillary, Bill, anybody, I don't believe anybody is going to be able to take the United States of America soldier and get him to turn on the population. It's just not going to happen.
Well, listen, I concur with everything you say, other than the Cuba thing. And I know you fought those guys. And I understand that they just used them over there in Syria and all the rest of it. But I see the normalization happening. But that would unify the American people to bring in foreigners. But I look at all the La Reconquista propaganda that's been done in most of the country. If it was pushed from that perspective and as a leftist overthrow, it might actually work in certain sectors of the country, and then that's just a breakup of the nation. But do you think the elite would actually try something like that?
You bet they would. Look, Alex, this is what I'm trying to point out to the American people. Do you realize in this election so far, thus far in this presidential election, over half of the people that have voted in this primary have willfully voted for either an announced socialist or a progressive, which is another name for a communist in Hillary. Yeah, you know, they're looking right now. This is what's driving this, Alex. The elite see that they believe the American people are ripe. They think it's now. And the thing is, they've got to do it now. Because just like we know, this is our last election to where we're going to be relevant. They see this is the time, and if they miss this window in time, it may be 10, 20 years before they ever get this nation back.
History
shows the vulnerability it's in now.
That elites do wild things and do bite off more than they can chew, and I see them, the activity at 50 times what it used to be, and I see the color revolutions George Soros pulls in Europe and the Middle East, and I see him running things, and it looks like, you know, he's got wide-body jets ready to get out of here in 5 minutes' notice. So you may be right. Regardless, they're trying to push racial division, cultural infighting, Larry Nichols. They're accelerating that. The Justice Department's accelerating that. How does that feed into this?
Well, what's happening right now, if you look, they've got the police in this nation to where every time they stick their head up and do their job, they're prosecuted, they're attacked viciously by the black community, Black Lives Matter. And so what they're being forced into doing is being forced into retreat. Look at Chicago. How many people this weekend were murdered in Chicago? I don't know, 40, 60, whatever. They're going to get major cities, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, etc. They're going to get major cities in a situation to where the people, Alex, the people, they're going to go to the federal government and say, dear God, the police can't handle it. Send in the government and protect us. That's what they're playing for, Alex. They're not playing. So that's where everybody gets it, I think, a little wrong. They think they're going to come in as jackbooted thugs, march down our street, and force us into submission.
No, it's done in the first wave, so the military thinks they're doing a good job, too, because they're good people. That's the first wave. Then the organizers, the socialists, the national security force that Obama talked about that should be just as big and strong as our military, it's in the next phase, so it's an incremental takeover. By the way, Chicago had the highest crime rate in the world last year. It's doubled that this year and is set to quintuple again. So clearly, and then I see articles every day, white racist police officers arrested people. Okay, or punched somebody. Okay, prosecute them. But is 20 black people killed in a single day or in a single weekend is by black people, is that important, or is it the racist cop? I mean, that they then project onto all the police to collapse the police and collapse the city.
That's right. And then they break the backs and they break the hearts of our police, and the police withdraw. You know, hey, if you were a policeman, and you're not going to be supported by the community to which you serve and protect, if every time you do what is your job, which is highly dangerous and puts you in very touchy situations, when you have to respond, that same community that you're trying to protect attacks you, not the people that you were protecting them from, the police are going to back up. And that's all Obama and these elitists need.
I know.
As you say,
you're right. I mean, you've been involved in the overthrow of countries. You've been involved in the stopping them. And I know you know what you're talking about. I see it happening. I just cannot believe they're actually trying a leftist communist playbook, destabilization, overthrow. But it appears, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a dry run. This is not a beta test. It appears they're really looking to go with this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Living in the universe.
You know, I'm going to say this because all people are supporting. During the break, Larry has to go to the bathroom. He's really focusing and even be able to be on air with us right now. He's battling lung cancer. They don't want me to tell people that, but it's known. The government knows that. He knows they can slip in and take him out and use the fact that he's so sick as the cover there in the home of Arkansas. But his information on Hillary and Bill is out there. It's in a lot of different places. It's going to start rolling out, as you've been seeing, through Trump and obviously the National Enquirer. And, I mean, this isn't a guy over here saying he's talking to the Trump people. We probably won't even get into this. Or when I have Colonel Smith Mech on, who's exposing what base is shipping arms on a train to Mexico to be sent to Al-Qaeda and ISIS. You understand, when they come on this show, they get physically attacked, a few days after, or they get death threatened, or the Justice Department calls up and threatens Plumlee. We're not up here saying, hey, we're tough guys. We're up here saying this country's being taken down in front of everybody. The public's in a trance. And if we expose their plans to use an economic collapse and race war to bring in martial law, as they've pretty much already done in Europe, they may have to back off. And then people say, oh, you're a fearmonger, it didn't happen. Oh, like the NSA spying or the Internet ID. It's all going to happen if we don't stop them. You understand? It isn't like I'm sitting here going, boy, I hope all this happens so I'll be a superstar. Oh, wonderful. We ever get out in front of the New World Order, they'll say, boy, that Alex Jones is like Paul Revere with Matt Drudge and, you know, people like Larry Nichols. Boy, isn't that great. How's that help Larry Nichols' kids or my kids or his grandkids? This is a full fight, people. He's up here in Hillary's face. She can't stand him. It's come out in lawsuits before and federal cases where the feds have got our emails and are watching what we're doing and stuff. I mean, believe me, this is not games. This isn't people acting like they're on the cutting edge. This isn't people acting like they're giving you the big breaking news. This is people risking everything for this republic. We'll go back to Larry here in just a moment. It's just I see a guy over here fighting for his life and fighting for his country's life and gutting up to be on air, you know, with his surgery and all the rest of it. And I just think about the average men that are strong, that are smart, that are tough, that if their neighbor got in their face and slapped their wife, you know, these men would stand up. But when the globalists conquer your country and rub your face in it and just dominate and overthrow our nation and attack God and the family and everything else and unborn babies, the average man just gets a glazed look in his eye. And I want to ask Larry Nichols, why is that? Maybe it's just they never thought of themselves as fighting tyranny, or they don't respect themselves, or it's like government's another world. It runs things. No, it doesn't. We're the people. And it is this pliant attitude where you bend over to the New World Order. Listen, the New World Order doesn't just want to have its way with you. It wants to slit your frickin' throat, people. It's coming to break you. It's got a destabilization program it's running that we've seen in other countries. We know where point A to Z goes. And let me tell you, we're already down to like X. And in the last few letters, there'll be more change than you saw in all the other progression. You'll just be boom, and you're in a nightmare situation. Boom, there's no money in the bank. Boom, there's no food. Boom, there's black uniforms. Boom, the social justice warriors by the hordes pour out everywhere and start burning targeted select areas. And they call the police in, and they say, we've made a deal with some of these other groups and the feds. You go out and get these political subversives that are stirring up the left, and you won't be fired. If the police go out and arrest the patriots at that point, you'll be the next ones. Just know that. They are quarterbacking us. We got their playbook. I don't know which play they're going to play next, but I got a good idea off watching this coach, watching this team. We're going to our guest here in a moment, just briefly, to put up on the screen for TV viewers and radio listeners. He is battling for his life. He's lost everything in the last 20-plus years, battling the Clintons from being a very successful businessman. He needs help for medical care. He didn't even ask for this, but I insist on doing it. Nichols Live at AOL.com for a PayPal donation. He's tried to write books and do other stuff, and it always turns into fiasco, and you know how that works. People run, you know, he never gets the money or whatever. Point is, he needs your support. Nichols Live at AOL.com. Nichols Live at AOL.com. Or Larry Nichols, 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. That's 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. Nichols Live at AOL.com. And PayPal. Now, before I go any further, I skipped a break this hour. I skipped one last. I got to stop doing it. It's like a habit you can't break. I don't even plug. When I do plug, you need to buy the products. We need your support. We're all in this together. Get the Hillary for President shirts. Get the Mullen Lave shirts. We've got dozens and dozens of great shirts. Get the high-quality storable food. Get the colloidal silver natural disinfectant antibiotic. That when all else fails, it's a silver bullet, folks. And then we've also got the new air filter system by the folks that make the Alexa Pure water filters that are game changers, the Alexa Pure Breeze. I've bought units that are $900 to $1,000 years ago. And the whole industry prices have gone down some. Now, something comparable is pretty good. It's about $500. This is normally $220-something. It's $180. What is it, $184, $86? We put it back on screen. I'm going from memory. It's 25% off. Technically, it's 26% off, 26.02 off. On the Alexa Pure Breeze, groundbreaking ion cluster technology, but that's just part of the filters it has. It's got other filters. It's got no reviews yet. It's out of the gates. It's been tested and developed for years. It's almost completely silent. It is a game changer. I'm not going to sit here and beat a dead horse. You're crazy if you don't go get yourself one of these. If you don't filter your water, they got glyphosate and everything in the water, the fluoride. Alexa Pure Pro water filtration, Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems. We also have the Pro Pure water systems that are excellent, LifeStraw and others. But InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you're feeding your kids GMO food, or, and I'm not on you about this, I know you're in a habit, you wonder why your kids seem dull, stop feeding them GMO, stop feeding them red dye number 5, stop giving them aspartame drinks. None of us are perfect. It's a long journey back from hell, isn't it? But we can get there. I mean, I never did that bad stuff. But the point is, you're giving them tap water, you're insane. Most well water, you name it, it's horrible. Hundreds of bad chemicals. You need to filter your water. You need to buy this product that supports the First Amendment, and then it helps you. It's a win-win. They have an Alexa Pure whole family of systems, and they have the ProPure systems. They're all available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We have a four-stage ProPure shower filter that's the best out there, and it's such an affordable price. There are competitors that have one filter of charcoal and cost $70. This is $60-something bucks. It's got four filters, and here's the great part. It's fast flow, so it doesn't screw up your shower. This is the way to do it. If you got a baby, fill the bathtub up with the shower head. You know, they're doing this on purpose, not to mention all the runoff. Don't let them hit you with chemical weapons. Purify your air. Take care of your body. Get exercise. Get sunshine. And most importantly, pray to God and get your soul right, because pointing that at God is the most important thing. When Larry Nichols says get right with Jesus, he means it, folks. I've gotten so much closer to God because I've studied this, and I've seen evil, and I know how real it is. And I'm telling you, folks, if you're not right with God and you don't have God on your side, and you're not asking God for protection and discernment, and you're not asking God to help you meet other people who are looking for other good folks as well, you're in for a lot of trouble. Because I've never got up on air and talked about stuff being this scary. I'm always hoping we can push it back and change it and derail it. That's why I've gotten so much more hardcore and so much more risky with what I do. I mean, we've pulled out all the stops here going up against the enemy, just doing stuff that I know when I do it is sticking my head in a lion's mouth. So, and I'm not talking about a trained one at the circus. So I'm doing what I got to do, because if I don't, I die inside. But I just want you to understand something. The fear you ought to have is not standing up to these people. We got to recognize them as evil and make a clean break with them, and just absolutely get in their face politically at every level and say, you are anathema, you are evil, you stage things and blame it on us, you hate us, you want to bankrupt us, you want to mount our heads on your walls figuratively and for real, and we are setting our will, our guts, our spirit, everything and against it, and saying, God, we're all in, and God then, like wind in the sails, will come in. I'm telling you, that's how this works. And it doesn't mean you won't be persecuted or go through some trouble. But the enemy hates us because they don't even like us being around, these psychopaths and sociopaths. They're scared of us, and they want to break our will. And we have got to take action. Now, Larry, I've been ranting. I'm going to give you the floor now. I apologize. I'm not going to take calls. I'm going to give you more time. It's just, this is such an epic time when just more stuff's happening in a week now than used to happen in a year. And it's accelerating, and I just now... I mean, I have a beyond a horrified feeling in my chest. It's just, I'm like, where's the person to fight? I'm like, ready. I know how sick these people are, and every fiber of me is like desperately trying to find the lever, the switch to throw to turn the tide. And we're turning the tide at many levels is why they're accelerating. So I want to get into Trump, what you're working on, and play some clips here. Larry, go ahead.
Well, what you're talking about, Alex, is Einstein did it. He did take a string with a ball on the end of it, say 10 foot long, spin that ball around. Now I want you to take that same ball, cut that sprint string in half, spin it around, and the ball goes faster. Now you cut that string in half, and it's zipping, and the closer you get to your hand, that ball's moving fast, fast, fast. Now, you know, he called the point at which the energy is initiated to spin that ball. He called it the event. And as the ball gets closer to the event, in other words, as time gets closer to the event, things speed up exponentially. We're seeing that right now, Alex. We're seeing it. That's why today things seem to be developing faster than we can even imagine. Then there's another trick they have. And they use this one on us every day. This is where Hillary is so significant. Most people, Alex, have in their mind the level to which they will do something sinister and evil. In other words, you, Alex, in your mind, if you sat down and said, okay, what is the worst thing I could do? I mean, being mean, evil, sinister, how far would I go? And you've got a limit. The Clintons use that. I used to use it on people. People have innately in them a limit to how far they will go to be evil and to get what they want. The Clintons had no limit. And so we're sitting here, you and I, Alex, we're trying to convince people you can't believe what these people will do because people don't believe anybody would do it.
That's what I'm saying. Most people have got to get aggressive, focused, yes, and confident, and really start thinking about your limits. Because here's the deal. They're going to push us, folks, if we don't start pushing back all the way to the limit where things get really nasty. And that's what I'm saying, Larry. I've looked at the tea leaves here, all the different evidences. I think they've miscalculated. And when they push us to the limit, I think they're going to cause a chain of events that is going to bring them down. I mean, what's your view?
I know you're right, Alex. I know you're right. What we have to get your listeners, our people, over is everybody said, you know, you were saying a minute ago, what about the average male? You know, when, why won't he engage? What is it about him that somebody slaps his wife around? Of course he'll engage. But when it comes to this, to the nation, to the country, to the future, you know, there's a big sense out there of what can I do? One man. One man, how can I change things? Well, folks, we're going to snap out of that. And we either snap out of that fast or it's over for us. Now, it does not, Alex, take every man, woman, and child in America to wake up and to resist these people. The truth is, Alex, it takes less people to resist them than you think. It's just, we've got to have people that are willing to engage and get in the fight.
Willing and willing is a breakdown of will.
That's right. And when I say engage in the fight, Alex, everybody doesn't have to do like you. They don't have to start a company, risk their life, get on the air, and invest everything they have every day, risk every dime they have to be able to get the word out and to tell the truth. They don't have to do that. Everybody has a place. Everybody has a role. You know, everybody's not a car mechanic. Everybody's not a brain surgeon. We don't need everybody to be monolithic. What we need is everybody bring to the party that which you do. That's what our founding fathers did. They said butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, preachers, let's all come and let's get in this thing. And he did. But remember, folks, please remember this. The Revolutionary War was not fought by every person that was in this country.
3%.
Less than 4%. Right. Less than 4% of the people in this country at that time actually participated. And we won. We can win today if we can get 4%. Of our population to engage. Now, here's where it gets kinky. We need everybody to unify under one, let's say, umbrella. I guess that's what you call an umbrella.
Now, where is that George Washington? And that's the problem. And they're worried about states coalescing and forming that. That's why the entire Pentagon plan is to take out a states movement when they bring us under open globalism. But the public has to be prepared in the information warfare realm, in the battle space, to recognize that global attempt to destroy the states is illegitimate. And then just with political will, none of us comply. Doesn't matter how many troops they put in the streets. Plus, the most awake group is the special forces community. I mean, I'm sure you know that.
I know, but let me tell you, you asked the question, where is the George Washington? I never believed Bill Clinton on much he ever said, but there was one thing I heard him say one time when he was president that was actually true. You know, great moments and events create great men. It might be Donald Trump, Alex. I'll tell you something else. It might be you. It might be. I don't know. We won't know until we engage. One of the things
This is victory. This is so key what you're saying. This is the absolute key to everything. We don't know till we engage. We engage, right. We win. We have the moral high ground in history. We lay down, they win. We cannot lose if we engage. It doesn't mean we're all going to make it either, folks.
That's right. You know, what happened when the Allied forces crossed the Rhine into Germany? Hey, it got tough. You know why? Because the Germans at that point were fighting for their homeland. Folks, we're fighting for our homeland. Don't be convinced any other way. We are fighting for our country. Engage. Engage. And everything will show itself when we do.
That's right. We have to smoke the enemy out by every person everywhere engaging. We'll talk about some ways to engage when we come back. But the key is just have the will to do it and the doors will open. Just ask God to do
it. The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie Delta NovemberNovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future result.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Donald Trump clips, and boy, they're powerful. Obama stumbling around, bumbling around, trying to tag him back. Kids being brainwashed, white kids, black kids, Hispanic kids, just kids, to say horrible things about Trump, that he's racist. He said he hates Jews. I'm Jewish. I mean, he didn't say he hates Jews or black people or Hispanics or anybody. But again, it just shows. And these parents are in the background of these clips. They're up on InfoWars.com going, good. They sound like snakes. I just thank God I had parents that were involved and informed and studied history. And my mom's got a degree in history. And it's true. People that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Larry Nichols was getting into the fact that they're getting us to a point of our backs being against the wall. They've made it racial. And I love the fact that despite the fact they said the Tea Party was racist, that some Hispanics and black folks would come to it. But now I'm seeing a lot of these rallies where half the folks are Hispanic. It's incredible. And huge numbers of black folks who really see through it. And I mean, are there going to be some racist people at Trump rallies? Absolutely. But I mean, I'm a white guy, believe me. Most white people I know are the opposite of racist. They're self-loathing. Okay? I mean, most people don't like themselves in this modern society. You give them another reason, they're going to be into it. There's a lot of self-hating going on, no matter what color you are. We're just people. And he has such a unifying message, but of sovereignty. We need that. They're killing that. Hey, we got open borders. Hey, they're bringing in radicals. Hey, sure, he's giving people red meat, because that's the first thing people get. Hey, my life's falling apart, but I got to pay for all this. So I was talking to Larry Nichols. I want to keep him in the next hour a little bit if he can do it. He's probably got to go. About solutions. How do people get involved at first? How do people take action at first? What do they do? And there's a thousand ways to do it. The biggest way in the information war is the internet, to take our articles, our videos, our material, stories, this Larry Nichols video that's live right now, and send it to people. That's number one. But number two, run for office locally. Number three, start a shooting club, whatever. It's all little things in the culture that will break the globalist back. Call and talk radio. Do your own YouTube channel. I want to keep you a little bit if you got to go, at least on the Trump stuff and what's about to roll out. I don't know how much that was inside baseball or outside baseball, because you were telling Nico and he related, but a lot of exciting stuff there. And, of course, you want to communicate directly to the Trump folks who are saying through this platform, not with them for reasons that are obvious. But spend a few minutes with us here on solutions. How does somebody who's never really been involved, how do they get involved?
All right. First off, Alex, I'm glad you asked me. Now, guys, there's a couple of things I want to make very, very clear. You know, Alex, bless his heart, ask you to help me. If I need it. I'm not going to say I don't. I'm not going to say what on earth. I'm not saying I don't, but I cannot. My thingies. Do you hear that, Alex?
No, your computer's going crazy. It's okay, but it's not coming across here.
Well, anyway, what I want you to know is you don't have to send me money, but here's what you better do. You had better get on Alex's email list. You've got to. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know where that's coming from. You better get on Alex's email list.
Absolutely, because with all the internet censorship intensifying, with all the internet, that's how we are able to communicate with folks. And yes, it's for marketing to fund ourselves as well, but it is more important than ever. I've never really been used it for marketing until now to reach people with the censorship increasing. Now, Larry, do you have another show coming up? Do you have to go?
Well, I do, but look, this is too important. I can't stop at this point. Listen.
Okay, well, I got to go to break in 1 minute. I want to come back and give you the floor for just five more on the Trump situation. There's been new Trump developments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But one thing quickly, get on the email list. And then, folks, I'm telling you, every one of you, this comes from me. I get nothing out of it. It don't mean nothing to me. It means a lot to me to protect you, because you're the army. You have got to stock up for a month or two or three or six. Have food stuff. Be prepared. Be prepared if they shut down the system.
That's how they want to control us. That's why they want us so dependent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCN.com today.